Have a good day.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fire officials in San Bruno, California, with an update on the huge explosion and wall of fire caused by last week's pipeline eruption.
There are 37 homes destroyed. 19 homes sustained substantial damage and are currently unoccupied. And over the last couple of days, we have been successful in letting 321 homes back to get to some sort of normalcy.
San Bruno Police Chief Neil Telford says the death toll remains 4, with 3 people still unaccounted for. A bill providing tax breaks and a loan fund for small businesses has passed a key hurdle with help from 2 Republicans in the U.S. Senate.
Republican Senator George Voinovich joined the Democrats in backing the small business bill after he said business owners in his home state told him about going to 40 banks and being turned down for loans to grow their businesses. With Voinovich of Ohio and Lemieux of Florida, Democrats cracked a Republican filibuster that had blocked the bill for months.
ABC's Vic Ratner. A government advisory panel is now considering whether you might soon need a prescription to buy cough syrup, or at least cough syrup containing a key ingredient that can be abused. That ingredient is in nearly all of it.
It's called robo-tripping, the abuse of dextromethorphan, the active ingredient in more than 125 over-the-counter cough medicines. Taking a dose 10 to 20 times greater than what's needed to suppress a cough, the FDA says can result in a hallucinogenic high. It's responsible for thousands of emergency room visits, so an FDA advisory panel is now considering whether to reclassify dextromethorphan and cough syrups that contain it as controlled substances, thereby making them available only by prescription. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Tourists have been evacuated from the Eiffel Tower in Paris. Police say someone called in an anonymous bomb threat. They've been investigating. So far, they've come up with nothing. Checking the markets today, the Dow was down 5 points, NASDAQ up 5 points. You're listening to ABC News.
To all the men out there, what do you do when you're standing over the toilet and what should be a matter of seconds becomes a matter of minutes? Look, your prostate can affect your bathroom habits, including your flow and stream. It can even affect your sleep if you're waking at night to go. That's why you need to call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate and join the tens of thousands of men who've already taken charge of their health. Beta Prostate is made with natural plant sterols that support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. It's the formula no man should be without. That's why, for a limited time, new customers can get a bottle free. All you have to do is call now.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-275-2074. You only pay shipping and handling. Supplies are limited, so one free bottle per household. Call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-275-2074. 1-800-275-2074. 1-800-275-2074.
American Sarah Short says she's grateful to Iran's president and other officials for her release from a Tehran prison. Her 2 fellow hikers are still locked up, accused of spying. One of them is engaged to Short. Health officials say a superbug from India has made 3 people here in the U.S. sick.
Dr. Robert Bonomo of Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland reviewed the research on this bug discovered in people who've had medical treatment over the past year in India. He says this bacteria can mutate in many different organisms.
What is very frightening is that this is in many ways the perfect storm. It's in a population that's very mobile. It's in a genetic element that's very mobile. It's part of certain genes or complexes of genes that confer resistance to multiple antibiotics.
3 cases have been found in the U.S., including one in Massachusetts. Right now, scientists are trying to crack the genetic code and find a treatment.
That's ABC's Lana Jones in Boston. President Obama delivered his annual back-to-school speech to students in Philadelphia and by video to kids all around the country today. He says it's important for them to excel.
Excelling, whether it's in school or in life, isn't mainly about being smarter than everybody else. That's not really the secret to success. It's about working harder than everybody else.
He also told the students, life is what you make of it, and nothing is beyond your reach. This is ABC News.
Think about that special someone in your life. Good. Now push them aside and focus on you. Isn't it time you treated yourself to what could be hundreds of dollars in savings on your car insurance by switching to GEICO? Don't you want to join the other 4 million drivers who switched last year? Contact GEICO today for a free rate quote and show yourself how much you care about yourself.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart. The coroner has confirmed what was suspected, that an 81-year-old woman is the fourth fatality after the explosion and fire in San Bruno. Four people are still missing. We are hearing from first responders this afternoon.
It's a horrible feeling. Very hard to leave when I do go home to my family because I feel obligated. I feel like part of me is being left behind.
We will hear much more of their stories during the KGO Afternoon News beginning at 4. A man who was pulled from the water near the Richmond shoreline this morning after the boat he was on crashed onto some rocks has died. No one else was on the fishing boat was hurt. The Oakland couple accused of killing a Virginia man who was in the Bay Area for a job interview have pleaded not guilty. And with a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Ross.
In Marin, South 101 at the Richardson Bay Bridge, it's a car fire that's out. The two right lanes have been reopened. Want breathtaking views right from your backyard? Chappelle Homes is offering special home sites at Alamo Creek and Danville that feature rare panoramic views of lush rolling hillsides. But you'd better act quickly. These view homes won't last. Visit ChappelleHomes.com today to learn more. That's ShappelleHomes.com. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Clouds and patchy fog return tonight. Once it burns off tomorrow, expect sunshine with highs in the 50s to upper 70s. It's 60 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Udell here. Welcome to the program once again. I can't help but start with this. It is so near and dear to my heart. It should be to yours. Maybe it's not that sexy, but it's fascinating and so deadly right on, and yet it's a cartoon. PhDcomics.com. So maybe this is a higher level comics. I don't know exactly. Jorge Cham, C-H-A-M, did this cartoon. You start with, you're a researcher. That looks like the cartoon is designed for scientific researchers. It says, you start with your research. Your conclusion is A is correlated with B, given C, assuming D, and under E conditions. Right? So the researcher comes up with something. A is correlated with B. Well, every university in this country has a PR office. And so they will issue press releases. So they get publicity for the university, and maybe it helps with grant getting. So the university PR office gets a hold of A is correlated with B. For immediate release, scientists find potential link between A and B under certain conditions. See, even fairly accurate, right? Newswire organizations get a hold of it. A causes B, say scientists. Then it gets on the internet. Scientists are out to kill us, comments 377. OMG, I knew it. Right? I'm laughing at that part. Then, of course, it's noticed by cable news. We saw it on a blog. A causes B all the time. What will this mean for Obama? This is terrific, isn't it? Then it goes to your local eyewitness news, right? A killer among us. What you don't know about A can kill you. More at 11. And eventually it gets to grandma and grandpa. I'm wearing this hat to ward off A. She's wearing some weird space hat to stop A. It would be funny if it weren't so sad and true. This is a little bit of that. Whenever we come up with a product and you grow fearful of the product, whether the product is a good product or a bad product seems to be irrelevant. What do? When you have a bad image for your product, you change the name. So the makers of high fructose corn syrup, they want federal regulators to allow them to change the name to corn sugar. That would be the name to go on food labels. It seems that they've gotten slammed enough, and the way to dodge who and what they are is to change the name. High fructose corn syrup consumption is at a 20-year low. And the president of the Corn Syrup Association says the name is misunderstood. And the new name would describe the sweetener in simple terms. Now, this has been done before. Do you know what low uric acid rapeseed oil is? It's called canola oil. Rapeseed oil, not a good name. Prunes have become dried plums. There's lots more. Medicine. Your MRIs today used to be called NMR for nuclear magnetic resonance. Nuclear? Never put nuclear on something you're going to give to a patient. There's nothing nuclear about it. It's just a magnetism. There's a Chinese gooseberry. Did you ever eat one of those? Of course you have. It's a kiwi. When they changed the name, sales took off. One of my favorites is Chilean sea bass. It's on the environmental no-no list. Patagonian toothfish. That's what it really used to be called. Fish. There are some horrible names of fish that have been changed to make it sound more palatable. I once on the air here, we did a study. This is going back now maybe 15 years. And there was a study about how you name foods. And a couple of the names that stood out, because if you call something by the wrong name, people won't eat it. Like, would you eat a langoulas steak? Most people would not eat langoulas steak. But most people would eat funestrata. I love that one. It was a pasta type of thing. Fun, you know, it's got fun in it. Funestrata. This is also akin to drug names. Pharmaceutical industry goes through great pains. They do not sit around a room and just toss stuff on a table. They hire these big highfalutin firms to come up with words that have two Q's and two X's in them that almost sound like what the drug does or gives you an emotional impression. It's meant to impress upon doctors also. So when we go to write a prescription, we might remember that more. And of course, now more than ever on you. Because DTC, direct-to-consumer advertising, is the name of the game. So we'll see. Truthfully, corn syrup is kind of confusing. Fructose is in all fruit. And the ratio of fructose and glucose in corn syrup is not too much different from plain old cane sugar. But maybe because you eat so much of it, or maybe that little difference is enough to cause cause conditions and diseases that some claim corn syrup causes. And there is research beginning to make some inroads on that, that corn syrup is different, that it's metabolized differently by your body. How about this one? You go in a public restroom. You wash your hands. Yay! You're going to dry in one of those new fancy dryers, air dryers. You know, the old-fashioned one you hit with your elbow. And go, you know, there's the new ones. I know Dyson makes one. They are amazing. You put your hand in, and the airflow is so strong. You just put your hand, you put your right hand in, you put your right hand out, and bingo, it's dry. Or paper towels. The problem with the research on this, I like this, the New York Times does a series every week on trying to tackle some of these myths. And there were some studies that suggested that conventional air dryers as bacterial bleeding grounds that contaminate hands and disperse the germs. But those studies often were done by the paper towel manufacturers. And the only report that that was found was a Mayo Clinic study where they recruited 100 people, contaminated their hands with germs, told them to wash their hands, soap and water. They ran their hands under a warm air dryer for 30 seconds or a cloth or paper towel for 15 seconds. In the end, it was a draw, the same amount of germs. And that's what I've always believed and told you all these years. It is how you wash your hands, not how you dry them. And in that, as you use soap, it removes oils, cuts the oils, and that's where germs stick. And after that, dry them the way you want to. This is funny. We just talked about this a few weeks ago. This is a horrible, horrible expose of a nursing home resident in Florida. The daughter discovered maggots in her father's eye socket. And the fellow lost an eye to cancer, was in a nursing home when his eye socket became infected. I told you the story of a fellow I saw like this from Mexico. Used to work in a free clinic on the Mexican border. And we'd get patients, and we'd go into Mexico, too, to see patients, because it was a wonderful learning experience for us and a help to our neighbors to the south. And there was a fellow who took off his bandage, and the whole eye socket was full of maggots. We thought it was an advantage. We thought the maggots saved this man's life, because maggots eat gangrenous and rotten flesh, which is a source for the kind of infections that kill people. So while this is going to lead to a lawsuit, everybody's flipping out, they're all angry, and the state's going to investigate the matter, and their nursing home couldn't be reached for comment. In a way, probably with eye cancer too, the maggots may have saved the fellow's life. Do you care? I don't know. This is yet another study adding to evidence that thimerosal, the mercury-based preservative that used to be used in vaccines, does not increase autism. Kids who have been exposed as babies to high levels of mercury preservative through vaccines they or their mother got while pregnant were no more likely to develop autism, including distinct subtypes of the condition. You know, Asperger's and all that stuff. Do you care? that most scientists consider autism a developmental disorder likely influenced by genes. They compared kids with autism of all kinds, even the little sub-mild kinds of autism, with kids who didn't. No matter when a child had been exposed to thimerosal before birth, when the mom was pregnant, or the kid was vaccinated as a toddler, there was no increase. And, of course, you can't help but ignore the fact that I've been telling you for 10 years now is that since they took thimerosal out of the vaccines, autism rates have increased. Will this stand up to Hollywood actresses and centerfolds who think they know more? You tell me, friends. Tell me the kind of world you live in where expertise does not matter. It is the end of civilization as we knew it. Here's something that'll turn your stomach a little bit. International Human Rights Group urging India again to ban a very degrading and unscientific test that's commonly performed on rape victims to see if they have had previous sexual experience. If she's had previous sexual experience, and this test is required in some Indian states, including Mumbai, Delhi. And it's endorsed even supposedly, it says here, the Indian Medical Association. Whether a woman has had sex before she's been raped is irrelevant in most modern countries to decide whether she's consented. India's Supreme Court ruled victims could not be cross-examined on their general moral character, but it has not ensured this decision is enforced. And the test is even more frightening. It's a doctor inserts his finger into the victim to test for vaginal laxity and is expected to deliver a medical opinion on whether she appears to be habituated to sexual intercourse. Another assault on these poor traumatized women. You cannot tell by inserting. I mean, I would assume every man on earth knows this. Laxity doesn't determine anything. Even as a woman ages, the only thing I've ever seen correlated, and not even childbirth, by the way. So if you can pass a 10-centimeter head and not have a direct correlation to laxity or tightness, then what's up with this? A woman's overall fitness can correlate with that. How about this? I could pick holes in this, but the claim here is that older people who can still give a firm handshake will outlive people who can't, and elder people who can walk at a brisk pace are likely to outlive their slower peers. They found simple measures like shaking hands, walking, getting up from a chair, balancing on one leg were related to lifespan, even after accounting for age, sex, and body size. The question is, people who are like that, there's something going on. You can't get up out of a chair, you know, can't shake hands, and yet they didn't really find anything else correlated with this. They examined, there were 33 studies of tens of thousands of people over the age of 60 living in the community. This is not in care homes or in a hospital, so you're selecting actually the healthiest, right? 14 studies dealt with grip strength. Those with the strongest hand grasp tended to live longer than those with limp grips. You have a limp handshake, 67% more likely to die in a period of study. There's also a cultural thing here. It drives me crazy. You travel to some countries, and, you know, men just give you the limp handshake. And I don't know. I was just taught as a kid. It's something. It's just the way you. It's our way of greeting. It's our culture, of course. You walk up, you look someone in the eye, you shake their hands. Of course, some guys like to take it to an extreme. They want to crunch your knuckles. That's verboten. But you want to make it firm. And I've noticed as women have joined the world and the workplace, I love it when a woman gives me a nice firm handshake. I think that's great. That's great. What about this new ad going after McDonald's put out by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine? I'll tell you about them in a second. You should know. And they're blaming McDonald's in Washington, D.C. for heart disease. And it shows a man in a morgue. And I am loving it. High cholesterol, blood pressure, heart attacks. Tonight, make it vegetarian. At least they admitted what they're going after. They're trying to draw attention to heart disease-related deaths in Washington. It says the city's the second highest rate of such deaths in the country. And fine. A, you do know that PCRM is an animal rights group. Contrary to the name, Physicians Committee, 96% of members are non-physicians, and among the couple of physicians is the president. He's a former PETA Foundation president. He's a vegan psychiatrist. And once again, don't deny him the right, but they fool the media. There was a time when news organizations just jumped at everything they said and never saw behind the name because the media is not doing their job. And it goes on and on to tear them apart in this particular. You can find all that part at the Center for Consumer Freedom. But what I thought was hysterical in today's news, the top fruit-eating place in the United States of America, they eat the most fruit per capita, District of Columbia, where over 40% of adults meet the fruit and vegetable targets. This whole, and California right behind it. So isn't that funny? They're trying to go after McDonald's in the place in Washington, D.C., where it doesn't seem that they need it. All right. I want to talk to you about something very important. This is a true important controversy over a new aphrodisiac for women. For women. And you want to know what? You're going to be surprised because I am on the side of the company that makes this aphrodisiac. All right? We got to talk about this one, friends. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adel here.
Here's a bone health tip from Sally Field.
It helps to eat plenty of calcium-rich foods like yogurt, spinach, or cheese. But you need more than calcium and vitamin D and exercise to keep your bones strong. Once monthly Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. So ask your doctor about Boniva today.
Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and/or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing.
To get 1 month free and more bone health advice, visit BonivaTips.com or call 1-888-7-BONE-TIPS.
Hi, I'm Joan Hamburg, radio host and consumer advocate. Just yesterday, I was talking with a young woman who was expecting a baby, and she was telling me about all the things she still needed to get for the baby. But then I told her a secret. I told her about the one thing she needed to get for herself. Colace capsules. So many women experience occasional constipation after having a baby, and Colace capsules can help. So if you're approaching childbirth, go out today, buy some Colace capsules. And of course, if you're pregnant or breastfeeding, consult a healthcare professional before use. You know that Colace is the number one stool softener brand recommended by doctors and pharmacists. And now you can get a big $10 in savings. Go to GetConstipationRelief.com. Enter the promo code Joan. And of course, use only as directed.
Look for Colace capsules in the laxative aisle at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy today.
Hi, everybody. Ray Lucia here. You've heard about the Buckets of Money strategy. Now see firsthand exactly how it works. Come to my free Buckets of Money workshop like these folks did.
I like the Buckets of Money and how he showed how to allocate your money over the different buckets.
I thought it was very informative.
Absolutely. And very entertaining as well.
Great. Great presentation today.
See for yourself what makes Buckets of Money the retirement planning strategy now preferred by thousands of individuals nationwide. The Buckets of Money workshop is designed to show you firsthand the science, the research, and the calculations that go into creating a Buckets of Money plan. The Buckets of Money retirement planning workshops are free. Register now. I'll be at the Marriott Walnut Creek Thursday evening, September 16th, and Saturday morning, September 18th, at the Sir Francis Drake Hotel in San Francisco. We'll show you how you can get your own complimentary, customized Buckets of Money plan just for you. Call 877-PLANNER. That's 877-PLANNER. Or register online at BucketsOfMoney.com.
How do you want to feel today?
Call 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. And be well with Dr. Dean Adel.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adel here. Welcome to the program.
Let's talk to Joan. How you doing, Joan?
I'm great, but this summer I went on a roller coaster with my teenagers, and for about 3 weeks afterwards, my neck hurt, my head felt like I was in a fog, and eventually it went away, but I told them I'm not going on any more roller coasters, that I'm too old, and they're not buying that excuse.
I love that. Listen, go ahead.
Roller coasters.
Say it again.
Is there an age where you're too old to go on roller coasters?
Well, I don't know. They put the warnings on them, which is fair. But let's start with something more fundamental. Joan, you don't have to keep up with your kids. That is one of the great American myths about aging. And we did a report a few weeks ago from a Swedish physician who started a movement that's kind of shaking up gerontologists. Because in America, as you age, you're supposed to be young, stay young, think young, act young. You're supposed to do all the same things. You're supposed to look good, get your Botox, get your operations, and live that kind of a life. And he says, no, that's ridiculous. As we age, things change. You look at life differently. And he said, one of the beauties about being older is that you can be a child, a middle-aged person, and an older person all at the same time. It's the one time in life when you're allowed to do that. Right? Think about other periods in life. If you're a very young child and you act like an old person, you know, that's not cool. You get in all kinds of trouble. So the thing is, and here's an example, because the article began with a woman who invited her mother to a holiday dinner, and the mother, you know, big family dinner, and the mother says, nah, I think I'll skip it this year. Well, that unleashed a poor barrage on this woman, because her daughter said, my God, Mom's depressed. Oh, my gosh, she's old now. She's going to wind up in a nursing home. She doesn't want to spend. No, the mother said, you know something? Fine with these big family dinners, but it's a lot of noise and screaming kids and indigestion and staying up late. And I think I'm going to stay home and watch my favorite television show. So that was the example that began this article about this physician who says you get to be who you want. Now, in terms of roller coasters, I happen to love roller coasters. I can't stand merry-go-rounds. Round and round, I don't get. I've always loved roller coasters, but I've noticed a little less tolerance, a little trickier getting out of the thing. I remember going on a ride in an F-18 with the Blue Angels. I'll never forget stepping out of that plane after 7.7 Gs, which those of you who fly knows are major, major Gs. I figured as a young man, maybe I could have handled it as I watched a pilot just hop out of the plane and go work out, you know, and think about the magnitude of athleticism that these young American pilots, you know, have to maintain to fly them things. So they do warn you with back and neck problems, I think heart problems. You know, when you hit a G-force and you go to the bottom of the ride, blood can drain from your head, and you go up over the top, your stomach can rise. And I'm not surprised that, you know, you felt something simply because your middle ear can get involved. You can shift the little crystals in your middle ear and make you feel kind of a little weird for a while. You can lower blood pressure going to critical arteries to your brain, and that just might tilt you into a little fogginess. You're also putting a lot of compression strength on your back and your muscles. So in a way, if you're not, you know, highly conditioned, getting on the modern roller coaster, and by the way, there's roller coasters, and then there's roller coasters. The stuff they've come up with today, you know, don't even come close to the big granddaddies, you know, in Coney Island. I remember that. I can't remember the name of it. Cyclone, was that it? Man, that was the biggest thing going when I was younger. So these roller coasters are kind of like going out on the weekend and doing a little too much exercise. I don't doubt that you couldn't condition yourself and do better the next time, but you don't have to fall prey to your kids urging you to do these things. It would be like you saying, kids, guess what? This afternoon, we're going to stay home and do some embroidery. Yay! Yay, Grandma! Fantastic! Yay, Mom! So I think a little tolerance on both sides of the fence would be the way that I'd settle that one, all right? So it's, you don't have to keep up with the kids. It's like you don't expect them to keep up with you. All righty, I want to talk to you about a controversy brewing, and maybe you have heard of this because that's part of the controversy, of a new aphrodisiac that this company has come up with. And in this particular case, and there's a lot of aspects to this story, I'm on the side of the company, and I'll tell you why, and we'll talk about it. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
This is the update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Dispatch tapes from the night of the San Bruno pipeline explosion were made public today.
Patient with severe third-degree burns at the 1500 block of Claremont. We will require an ambulance at that location.
Four people died. At least three people are still missing. Sarah Sherd was released from prison in Iran today after more than a year behind bars. Somebody paid $500,000 bail, but it wasn't the U.S. and it was not her family. Her two hiking companions are still in prison in Iran. And the NTSB says a mid-air collision between a tour helicopter and a small plane over New York last year was partly caused by the air traffic controller who was on a personal phone call at the time. Nine people died in that crash. This is KGO.
Hi, I'm Jim Hannay, owner of Rector Audi in Burlingame. If you've been considering a new car and are having a little trouble making the numbers work in this unsettled economy, I have a solution. We have an outstanding selection of certified pre-owned Audis at very low prices. Now, please understand, these are certified pre-owned Audi vehicles and service loaners. That means they've been carefully inspected by our highly trained and qualified factory technicians and are basically in like-new condition and fully warranted. Plus, we offer generous trade-in allowances and currently have some of the lowest lease and finance rates ever. Audi consistently sets the standards for design, safety, performance, and fuel efficiency. So if you're a value-conscious buyer and looking for a great Audi, you owe it to yourself to check out our selection of certified pre-owned Audi vehicles and service loaners. We're conveniently located in Burlingame. So if you can hear my voice, it's worth the drive to Rector. Or visit rectoraudi.com. I'm Jim Hannay. Thanks for listening.
Do you wear socks to hide your toenails? Afraid to wear open-toed sandals? Stop hiding your toes. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES and get rid of embarrassing toenail fungus now. Using a patented new laser treatment, the doctors at 800-NEW-TOES eliminate toenail fungus, unlike other treatments that don't kill the fungus. It takes as little as one 30-minute session. Just ask one of their patients.
If you really want to have really great, beautiful toenails, I recommend that you do it, because believe me, it does work.
There's no prescription medication, no side effects, and no anesthesia needed. And every patient meets with a board-certified foot specialist, like Bob from Redwood City.
Thanks to 800 New Toes, my toenails look perfect.
Get rid of your toenail fungus now. Call 1-800-639-8637 to schedule an appointment, or go to 800newtoes.com. With seven locations, there's an office near you. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES and put your best foot forward.
Check out the signs. For sale signs on homes are going up and down more quickly. Home values are becoming more stable. And if you haven't heard, mortgage rates have reached a 50-year low. The timing couldn't be better. Right now, Fremont Bank is ready to help you buy a new home or save money in your current home with a low interest rate mortgage. At Fremont Bank, you'll find rates as low as 3.99% APR for a fixed-rate mortgage. With this rate of 3.99% APR, there are no closing costs and no points. We don't tack on anything extra. And don't worry, if you need a loan for $200,000 or $2 million, we're here for you. Count on Fremont Bank for your mortgage, financial planning, and banking needs. Call 866-341-REFI to get started today. Rest easy knowing you're banking with a local community bank. Call us at 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 7/30/2010. Subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Feeling adventurous this fall? Redding is just the place to satisfy that craving. Redding is the center of exploration for the Shasta Cascade region, and you can now enter to win overnight packages to the core of it all. This week, win a two-night stay at the Hampton Inn and Suites. You'll also be eligible to win a grand prize of a three-night getaway at the Red Lion Hotel, plus a family pass to the Need to Speed Entertainment Center. To enter, simply log on to KGORadio.com and click on Redding Getaway Suite. Sweepstakes. From supermarkets to hotels, use the Citi dividend card for all your purchases. Use the cash back you earn for something special. What's your story? The Citi dividend card can help you write it. Learn more at stories.citi.com.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. All right, let's talk about this. Maybe you've seen ads for a product, Zestra. It claims it's an aphrodisiac for women. And the first part of the story, there's two parts of the story here. One, where I'm on the side of the company that makes this product, we'll talk about the product itself, is that they can't get stations television stations and radio stations to run the ad. They're saying, hey, what's with all the Viagra ads? And yet here's something for women, and you don't want to run it. They couldn't get their ads approved, meeting resistance from television networks, cable stations, radio stations, and even websites. Even websites. The Viagras of the world are a perfectly acceptable part of conversation in our culture today, but when it comes to talk about the realities of women's lives, like menstruation, you always have some women running in the field in a dress. In our experience, we haven't seen women behaving that way. There's a double standard, and they're absolutely right. They hired an advertising agency in Manhattan to create a series of radio ads. Stations told them to remove the word sex and remove the word arousal, which is a little challenging for a product having to do with sexual arousal. In the end, only KBAY, a radio station in San Jose, California, KMJQ in Houston, ran the commercials between midnight and 6 a.m. Not exactly prime time. All right? So why don't they have the same right as these other products to the airways? Next question. What is this stuff? Well, I'm sorry, but when I look at the ingredients, I'm not impressed. It's something a woman rubs on herself. Yes, she rubs it there. Now, you know as well as I do, it's common sense. It's like these things that tell a man it'll make his penis bigger, and it's a rub-on cream. Most men, they rub their penises, they get bigger. That's called physiology. Women, you put something that's lubricating on yourself, and you rub, 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 it's going to arouse you. They claim backing in medical journals. They claim is research. I looked into it. I don't see much at all that impresses me. It's made of borage seed oil, evening primrose oil. And by the way, remember, you're rubbing this stuff on, angelica extract, coleus extract, vitamin C, vitamin E. I mean, rubbing vitamin C, vitamin E on yourself. And, you know, we'd be better off with just a plain lubricant. And I like that this one reviewer who reviews such things has a conclusion that is worthy of conversation itself, but let's not. It's a sexual lubricant that contains herbs that have been shown to cause a tingling sensation. Before you plunk down the money, try some other less expensive sexual lubricants. And on the other hand, if you believe in herbal products and you have $25 for a box of 9 packets, go ahead and try it. It's not magical and it may work. So the question is, first of all, retailers, you know, you can buy it anywhere, and he gets into something. I'm glad he's tackling it. You know, retailers, can you trust them? Retailers, you know, sell shark cartilage, the big drug chains, magnetic bracelets. So you can't depend when you see something in a store that you otherwise would trust that the product works. All right, we on the same page? All right, Dee Dee, Dr. Dina Dell, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Thank you. Hi, I'm just calling about the flu shots, and I was wondering if it's too early to get them.
Oh, it's never too early. No such thing. If you could have gotten it 6 months ago, take it. What they're doing now is because of the fiasco last year, they want to get an early jump on it. No, as soon as it comes to my neighborhood, I'm going to do it. I happen to get this year's flu shot will have the swine flu shot in it and other flu viruses that they think may be coming down the pike. We have no idea what to expect this season. You certainly have learned how hard it is to predict. And for those of you who say, see, those experts didn't know what they were telling you, oh, wrong. You know, it's like the weather. It's like hurricanes and earthquakes, like all kinds of things in life. You want to not be prepared because we can't predict 100% when something bad's going to happen? You want to not be prepared? Then go ahead. You're going to help the gene pool. It's called the Darwin effect. Let's get your genes out of the pool, keep you from reproducing, and the world would become a smarter place. Get yourself the flu shot. Get it as early as you can. Avoid the lines because they, you know, put it together early this year too. And I don't know that a lot of the gearing up to make the flu shots last year, in terms of a manufacturing point of view, that didn't help it. That might have helped, you know, help them get their acts together more quickly. All right. Jamie, Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome.
Hi. I'm 16 weeks pregnant, and I had real bad morning sickness. I haven't started my prenatal pill yet, and I went to go get one, and is it better to get one that has the USP label, like, for example, Safeway had one with the USP label, but it had a lot of food dyes and additives like titanium dioxide, that I don't want. And then I looked at Whole Foods, and they have food-based prenatal pills, but none of them have the USP label.
Yes, so, well, it's harder to get the amount. It's an interesting question. Titanium dioxide is it's a pig. It makes things white. It's in everything. It's in so many foods that you eat. I'm not worried about it. Listen, Jamie, if you could look at, and I don't care how pure you think you are. I don't care if you're the most, if you grow every piece of food that you eat in the most pure organic soil, what is entering your body on a daily basis because you're a human being on this planet, A, is not worth worrying about, but is way, way more worrisome if you wanted to make a list than anything you're going to find in the vitamins, you know. So I wouldn't spend the extra money. USP is fine. It tells you what's in it. You can say you're giving people. You see, the problem with the vitamins is the regulation. There isn't any. And so they can say what they want on the labels. And very often, you know, you can take something that might be high. For instance, let's talk about what's one of my favorite examples. I had a million of them. Vitamin C. So if you go to the whole, you know, the health food store vitamins, you'll see vitamin C from rose hips. Now, rose hips are among the highest levels of vitamin C in anything per gram of weight. But if you wanted to get, you know, your RDA of vitamin C or get a 500 milligram vitamin C out of it or 1,000, the tablet, and I once did the calculation somewhere in my bag of tricks, I have a big foam vitamin C tablet that I had the art department at the television station make up this vitamin C tablet. It's way bigger than my head and your head combined. It would be huge if they made that whole vitamin C tablet with rose hips. So natural substances can be higher in vitamins than other natural substances, but not even close if you want to take decent doses. Now, I don't want to get into a whole discussion about prenatal vitamins, what you should and shouldn't be taking. That's a whole separate deal here. But you can't be sure you're getting the amount. They should say at least the equivalent amount of it. But there's no reason not to save money. You know, having a baby costs you a fortune. There is no harm. But if you're a person who just wants to avoid everything man-made other than locking yourself in a lead box and stop breathing and stop drinking, and it just becomes silly. Do not drive in cars. And I don't know what you can do with your baby once it's born. You can't just do that to a child. It's called child abuse. So be very, very careful. I think it's fine to take. If you were my daughter or daughter-in-law or granddaughter or whatever, I think it would be fine if you're going to take prenatal vitamins. Okay, Dr. Dina Dell here will be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK.
I told myself I'd ask her when the moment was right. This is a big decision for a guy who believes anything worth having is worth waiting for. Well, I've waited long enough to know. Claire is the one. She means the world to me, and I want us to be together for the rest of our lives.
A moment like this only happens once in a lifetime. Now's the time to give her a signature diamond from Shreve & Company Jewelers. Each one is cut and polished to such precise tolerances. They blaze with a fire and brilliance far superior to ordinary diamonds. Noticeably brighter and whiter, you can see them sparkle across a room. They're the only diamonds we put our name on.
If she's the one, give her a signature diamond.
Signature Diamonds, available exclusively from Shreve & Company Jewelers, a San Francisco original. Post and Grant off Union Square and in the Stanford Shopping Center, Palo Alto.
Do you know if your doctor's office has a gerontoneurological podiatrist on staff? Probably not. So what kind of look would you get from the receptionist if you asked to see a dermatological pulmonohematologist? And how long do you think you'd have to wait to see a cardioendocrinological ophthalmologist? We think probably forever. And a day. At Kaiser Permanente, our primary care doctors, specialists, nurses, and technicians all link together. And shared digital information really lets them think and work as one.
That's because we understand your hip bone is not just connected to your knee bone. It's connected to the rest of you. So everyone you see needs to be connected to everyone else who cares for your health, from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. And why nobody's better qualified to help next time you feel a touch of sciatica bursa tendonitis. That's what makes us Kaiser Permanente, and that's how we help you live well, be well, and thrive. Learn more at kp.org/thrive.
Self-starters, clutch performers, profit drivers. This is your ride. A network strong enough to power your business wherever inspiration leads. To new opportunities, bigger ideas, better mousetraps. With Verizon Mobile Broadband, your signal is strong and the road to glory is yours for the taking.
Verizon has the mobile broadband solutions you need, like totally portable, fully capable netbooks, or MiFi cards that connect up to five Wi-Fi enabled devices. And now, get a free USB 760 modem after $50 mail-in rebate debit card with a new two-year agreement on a mobile broadband plan.
Don't leave critical connections to chance. Stay connected out of the office and keep your small business moving forward with reliable email, reliable downloads, and an undeniable advantage.
Speak with a small business specialist at any Verizon Wireless store. Visit verizonwireless.com/smallbusiness or call 1-800-VZW4BIZ.
Rule the air. Verizon.
Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Everybody, let's talk to Mike in Idaho. How you doing, Mike?
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, doctor, I've been diagnosed. I'm a 46-year-old male. I've been diagnosed with an 80s oversized pupil.
Yes. How long you had it?
I've had good vision my whole life and no trauma, and all of a sudden this just came on.
Yes. Well, 80s pupil. Did the doctor bang your knee, your tendons on your knee? You know, the knee jerk reflex. Did they do that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Did he say it was weak?
Yes.
Have you noticed any sweating difference on one side of the body or the other?
No.
Well, you can have all those things. Like you said, it's a dilated pupil that's not responding to light. Also not so good for reading. Are you having trouble reading out of that eye, reading things up close?
Well, I have a pair of Dr. Dina Dell reading glasses. I poke the other eye out so I can see.
My God, a gold star, Mike. You figured it out. That's exactly what you should do because, you know, could you repeat that, please? You got yourself a pair of Dr. Dina Dell reading glasses, which is what you should have done instead of all the fancy things. And sometimes doctors give you drops. So here's what's going on. There's your nervous system has many divisions, sympathetic, parasympathetic, the voluntary. So there's something, you had a virus, you had some disease that wasn't major that caused an inflammation and knocked out this little section of your nervous system, which could create more sweating on that side, the pupil dilating. The pupil doesn't respond when you focus. So your focusing ability, you're going to lose that anyway, and you're all going to need Dr. Dinadel reading glasses, but you're doing it prematurely. And sometimes the knee reflexes, when you tap on the knee, it's not the same. There is no disease I know of associated with, other than there's some vague viral inflammation or infection that affects this branch of the nervous system. So there's nothing going to happen to you except for the inconvenience of it. Unless it's something I don't know about it. And I suppose there are weird neurological syndromes that may relate. So basically, forget about it. And by the way, with time, it can get better. I've seen that. And if they want to give you eye drops, I'll leave that up to you. Because when your pupil's dilated, you go out in the sun, it's like, whoa, that's a blast of bright light. And they can give you eye drops to constrict that pupil. And also, if it's really a big difference between one and the other, people can look at you and think they have to look pretty closely. But if they notice a difference, they might get you upset because they're seeing it. All right, let's talk to Leslie in Yuba City. How you doing, Leslie?
Hi, Dr. Dina Dell.
Yep.
Can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly. How are you?
Okay, good. I'm a nurse, and I have friends that talk to me about vaccines. I don't have any children. They talk to me about vaccines. They're more concerned about the scheduling of the vaccines than they are about thimerosal. They're more concerned that they're giving their children something that their immune system can't handle.
Right.
An argument about it?
Yes, of course. Well, all that means is the arguments change because as we beat them back with a stick of scientific fact and truth, they keep changing their act. And I've been through this 20 times in this program over the past 30 years where, you know, these people freak out over something. They're all worked up by the media and by Hollywood stars. And then when science has to take the time and spend precious resources to prove them wrong, they just change the game and say, oh, no, no, here's what we really meant. Okay. A child's body, as you know, as a nurse, is assaulted on a daily basis with tons of antigens that cause immune reactions, constantly fighting a battle. You don't see or hear the battle because it's successful almost all the time. Every time a child sticks his finger, you watch a baby. They lick the floors. They are absolute, complete, and total slobs. They have no sense of germs at all. We develop that fear as adults. Think of what kids are taking in their bodies. And you can see the immune responses to it. So this idea that somehow the immune system is not capable, this is a light walk in the park for the immune system. It really is. When you measure the diseases that will cause you to succumb, that really challenge your immune system, and your immune system really fights and fights hard and then loses the battle. A lot of pediatricians are kind of giving in and saying, okay, you're right already. You're driving me crazy. You want to spread out the schedule. It's fine. There's probably nothing wrong with that, except you are exposing your baby to lower antibody levels for a longer period of time, and maybe statistically we'll be able someday to measure an uptick in some of these diseases in kids who spread out the schedule. But it's at the point now where, as physicians and healthcare experts, we realize we just can't fight the battle because the media and Hollywood stars have more access to the airwaves to spread fear. And we're a nation of fear. We're a culture of fear. Everything is about fear in our culture. Everything we sell you and everything in your life. So we figure, you know, let's give in a little on this one. Then the parents will think, oh, we're such a good doctor, and go our merry way. But when I talk to doctors at cocktail parties and behind, they go, oh, brother, they roll their eyes, you know, having to knuckle under. And yet I think maybe in a way it's good public relations. So that's my thought about that one. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dina Dell here.
Now is the time to switch to Xfinity only from Comcast, because another great offer has just been added to Xfinity's Switch and Save event on Now. Call 800-XFINITY to sign up for Digital Economy TV for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. And any room DVR is now available, plus My DVR, allowing you to program it from any computer or smartphone. Fall previews of all your favorite network shows are available this month, too. And don't miss HBO Boxing, Mosley vs. Mora, on pay-per-view September 18th. During Xfinity's Switch and Save event, enjoy blazing fast speeds with Economy Internet or unlimited local calling on Xfinity's award-winning phone service, each just $19.99 a month for 6 months. So don't wait to get Xfinity TV, internet, or voice, each for the same low price of just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Pick one, two, or all three, but hurry, because Xfinity's Switch and Save event ends soon. Restrictions do apply. From house calls to operators available 24/7, Xfinity is always there for you. Get real live support and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-XFINITY today.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Trees need love, too. When was the last time you paid attention to yours? Jim Cairns of Small World Tree Company, a Diamond Certified firm, says prune early and prune right.
One of the most important types of pruning would be pruning of young trees once they've been planted in the first few years of their life. It's called formative pruning, so you're actually taking out double leaders in a tree, two stems that are competing, which could cause the problems in the future.
For expert advice and high-quality performance, use a Diamond Certified company. Each is scored highest in quality and the most accurate ratings anywhere. You'll never be fooled by fake reviews, since all research is performed by live telephone interviews that verify only real customers are surveyed. If you want quality, you'll have confidence in choosing Diamond Certified companies, and you're backed by the Diamond Certified Performance Guarantee. Find them at diamondcertified.org.
Never accused of following conventional wisdom, Jerry Brown took on the status quo. As governor, he refused to take a pay raise and vetoed pay raises for state employees, dumped the governor's mansion and the limo to save money. And with Jerry Brown as governor, California was working. $4 billion in tax cuts, 1.9 million jobs created. Jerry Brown has the knowledge and know-how to get California working again.
As governor, I was known for frugality.
I thought if people were cutting back, government should too. Today our state is in serious trouble. We need to make major changes and think differently and govern differently. By making the tough decisions now, we can get California back on track. We have to start living within our means. We need to return power and decision-making to the local level, closer to the people, and no new taxes without voter approval.
Jerry Brown, the knowledge and know-how to get California working again. Paid for by Brown for Governor 2010.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk to Alan. Welcome to the program, Alan.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Adele. I love your program.
Thank you.
Earlier on, I was fascinated by your comparison of Viagra, which is useful in some forms of male erectile dysfunction, with an aphrodisiac given to women. The Viagra really doesn't have aphrodisiac properties.
Right.
Comparison that you made, and I wondered if you'd elaborate on it a little bit more.
Sure. No, you brought up a very important point. The thing is that there's this new category, and I think it's going to be in DSM-3, DSM-4, or is, inhibited sexual desire in women, considered a medical condition. The cause may be low hormones, a cause may be the slob she sleeps next to, who the heck knows, but it certainly would seem to me, as we get close to finding physiological reasons for some women's inhibitions, that as a legitimate medical condition might apply. Now, the problem with Viagra, of course, is it's used mostly by men who don't have a problem. You know, it's like a little bit of an extra boost. And it is not an aphrodisiac, as you correctly implied. All it does, the man has to supply the thoughts. I hear a lot of men for whom Viagra doesn't work. And I ask, do you get turned on? And you go, no. Well, you have to get turned on so the brain sends those signals to dilate the blood vessels, and right down there at the blood vessel level is where Viagra works. It does not turn you on, although some men say the extra feeling of blood flow arouses them a little bit. So, you know, get ready for this whole new era, because the drug companies are working fast and furious. Now, this is an herbal product, and I'm not sure that it works or not, the issue here, and it's an interesting one, is if a big pharmaceutical company comes up with a product, and there are some already in the market, testosterone seems to help women, that actually increases a woman's libido, does that have as legitimate a place on the airwaves, which are public in many cases, and even where they're not public, as in cable, they refuse to run it. So does it have as legitimate a place next to all these erectile dysfunction ads? So that's a big question, and I'm, you know, glad you asked yours, because it allows me to elaborate, as you so put it. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adele. That's the program. Join us for the next one, won't you? Till then, as always, be well.
The leaves turn, everyone's back in school and back to their routines, and suddenly it's time to sharpen your pencil, pull out your calculator, and look for ways to save. Well, we've got a great savings tool for you. It sounds like this. That silence you hear is the sound of your SolarCity solar panels generating clean, green savings on your electric bill. With a SolarCity solar lease, you can start saving from day one. Your system is installed for no money down, just a low monthly payment that saves you money day after day, month after month, and for decades to come as you generate endless energy from the sun. So turn over a new leaf and get your electric meter spinning backward with SolarCity Savings. Find out how much you can save by using our savings calculator at GoSolarCity.com. GoSolarCity.com. For more information, call 877-988-SOLAR. That's 877-988-SOLAR. 877-988-SOLAR. SolarCity. Affordable solar power for your home or business.
Dr. Dean Adele.
If you need fertility treatments, you need to deal with real experts. You need to go to a place that really specializes in this subject. It's very complicated.
Pacific Fertility Center is that kind of place.
For me, it started with my mother-in-law. She asked if I wanted to have kids. I told her I'd always wanted to have children, but it reached a point where I thought it could never happen. She suggested I call Pacific Fertility Center.
At Pacific Fertility Center, their physicians are experts in the field of infertility. So whether it's for you, your daughter, or your granddaughter, Pacific Fertility Center provides the latest in high-tech treatments.
On Christmas Eve, I received a call at my mom's house. I was pregnant. I cannot sufficiently describe the elation. I was finally going to be a mother. That Christmas Eve was the best of my life because I trusted Pacific Fertility Center to help me to have the family I had always wanted.
To make an appointment for a free doctor phone consultation or to attend an infertility seminar this Wednesday, call 888-834-3095 or go to PacificFertilityCenter.com.
It's Gil Gross. So, Pete.